this morning is there were several important out-of-town witnesses, and if we're going to be off tomorrow, they needed to have an opportunity to be heard this morning in finance. Will members please vote to signify their presence? Have all members voted? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 16 members present. Senators Fahrenkamp, Paul Fisher, Gilman, and Ziegler are excused. McCall is Senate.
Rules, Chairperson.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, if I may be shown as present, please, my little buttons aren't working.
She was in there. Huh? She was in there.
She knew it.
Yeah, there was 16.
Yeah. 17 members present, is that what we have?
Yeah. No, there's 16.
17 members present. And we stand for the invocation this morning.
Let us all pray. Almighty God, here are men and women who have been given significant responsibilities, making decisions which affect the lives of other people, which affect the development of this state. And they must work under the scrutiny of public attention. Therefore, we turn to you, seeking your support for the senators and for those who assist them in their duties. Give them the inspiration and the energy necessary to accomplish the tasks before them. Deliver them from self-interest, from contentment with mediocrity. Guide them, O Lord, by your spirit of justice and of truth. May the actions of this Senate find favor in your sight. In the name of Christ, amen.
Secretary, certify its correctness in the journal.
I wish to certify correctness of the journal for the 73rd Legislative Day and Senate Supplement Number 12.
Journal for the 73rd Legislative Day and Senate Supplement Number 12 be approved and certified.
Without objection, so ordered. There are guests for introduction. Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, given me a great deal of honor and pleasure to introduce three longtime friends from Fairbanks, Rick and Barbara Wagner and Christine. And also a lady that I don't personally know, Donna Hanscom from Yakima, Washington.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, in the gallery sitting with the young man that represents the KTU is a Italian bicyclist, Franco Nicotera. Now, Franco has logged 24,000 miles and 171 flat tires in the past 3 years, bicycling in four continents. Yesterday, he arrived in Juneau to begin an Alaskan trip, which will take him from Homer to Anchorage to Fairbanks to Tierra del Fuego, Argentina. Welcome to the Senate.
And the young gentleman with him is Todd Hardesty.
Senator, you have the floor, Senator Jaluski.
I'd like to introduce a longtime friend and a Finn, as is our president. She's going to be visiting that country, but someone who headed one of our departments for 8 years and did such a successful job. Whenever there was a new program or anything to give, they always went it to this commissioner because she carried out really the will of the people in the legislature, and I know she's a personal friend of a number of you. Commissioner Newback.
Yeah, the floor rules, Chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce in the far gallery a lady who had to put up with me when I was a young whippersnapper 21-year-old teacher at Wendler Junior High, Florence Orr.
With the Assistant to the Chancellor of the University of Fairbanks, Wendy, would you introduce the faculty, science faculty here? I'm a very poor politician, and I just was introduced. Would you please introduce them for us? Senator Bennett was in the corner over here, and Senator Fahrenkamp's gone from Fairbanks today, so I appreciate your introduction. Are there further guests for introduction? You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stay in recess till the call of the chair for purposes of a leadership caucus.
We'll be in recess to call its chair probably till about 11 o'clock. Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor, Mr. President.
Are there messages from the House?
Message dated March 30th. The House has passed CS for Senate Bill number 162 rules with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill number 162 finance amended House, making supplemental special appropriations for capital projects effective date and is returned for consideration.
Mr. Ray.
President, I move we concur with the House Committee substitute. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 162 finance is amended in the House.
Question is, so Senate concur, House amendments to Senate Bill 162. You have the floor, Senator Alford.
Thank you, Mr. President. It seems we've come to a time with some pretty limited choices. The Senate version left this body with 27% for the half the population of the state that lives in the Anchorage area. The House version comes back with slightly better 30% for the half the population living in the Anchorage area. I don't think either of those choices is as good as it could have been. However, at this point, I intend to vote to concur so that the governor hopefully can exercise as much of his authority as possible to remove as much pork from this bill as possible so that there's room for some of the essential projects that will be coming to us later on this floor.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I'd just like to mention that I think personally that the governor's supplemental budget proposed was at 18% for Anchorage.
Senator Joseph.
Mr. President, I am from Anchorage. I don't really find this is a terribly fruitful discussion because we take one piece of legislation, we take some measurement of it. There are other pieces of legislation coming down. I think we are fighting, many of us, as hard as we can reasonably do for our district. Certainly our colleagues on the Finance Committee know that. But I read that in the Anchorage News, the story had to lead something like Anchorage with 47% or whatever the figure the reporter used, received only 30%. And I chastised the reporter. I said, why wasn't your lead that Anchorage with only 2% of the land area received 30% of the capital projects? Frankly, that wasn't altogether facetious because when you talk about capital projects, you talk about mileage of roads, you talk about the cost of space, you talk about isolated airports and communities. Those are relevant factors, too. I think on balance, the House and Senate and Governor have done pretty well, and I think the measure of how well our district is served will be only possible when the session is over.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I keep hearing from various speakers at various and odd times about the nomenclature pork. And it seems to me that whenever they use pork, they're always talking about somebody else's district, not their own. And if those people have anything to say about their own district, I'd like to have them identify the pork in their own district that they keep complaining about in somebody else's district.
Senator Pettijohn.
President, in response to the remarks from the senator from downtown Anchorage with regard to looking at a budget from either the standpoint of the population in an area or the square footage or acreage in an area, I think it's inappropriate to talk about acreage. We don't represent acreage here. We represent people. And the people who sent us here expect to be treated fairly. Thank you.
Senator Sturgis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just very briefly on it, I'm going to join with Senator Helford in supporting the bill. I think we have been conscientious, as I think the loyal opposition should be, to come before this body and bring out our concerns. We certainly have over the process of this. I think more importantly, Senator Gilman addressed it, and I know I've addressed it several times, the issue of those items yet unfunded that are important for statewide as well as local concerns of those districts we represent. And There are good projects in this bill. There are also many wants rather than needs, and I'm still concerned over the court mandate that deals with corrections, our need to fund that, certainly the Eklutna Water Project in our own area, the amount of federal match that we have. The 75th day is tomorrow. That's when the fiscal year 84 budget comes down. Obviously, we're not meeting, so I imagine it's going to be Monday before that's submitted. And I think we need that kind of an analysis, really, before we move ahead with this bill. We've tried to bring those issues before us. We have not, obviously, had enough votes. So there's little we can do to stop the process. But I don't think we're looking at the whole picture before us in a time of declining revenues. And I think we have been responsible by bringing those issues. I think they're issues of concern to all Alaskans, and we've tried to bring those to the floor in an orderly way.
Question is, for the question, question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 162? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 1 nay, 4 excused.
Senate has concurred and committee substitute for Senate Bill 162. Are there communications?
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator.
I give notice, Mag, reconsideration of House Committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 162, finance is amended in the House.
Senator Ray, give us notice of reconsideration.
Yeah, Mr. President, Board of Parliamentary Inquiry.
I'll hear you in the Board of Parliamentary.
Is there not an effective date to the clause on that bill that requires a 14 vote?
That is a very good point. It does have an effective date clause. I wasn't reading the bill. Senator Ray, would you move the effective date clause? We do not providing for an effective date.
Yes, sir. I move asking members to accept that there was a roll call on the passage of House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 162 Finance as amended in the House to consider the roll call on the effective date clause.
Objection. Objection is noted. Question is, shall the effective date clause be adopted? You may proceed to vote. If all members voted, does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 11 yeas, 5 nays, 4 excused.
I have already noted Senator Ray's notice of reconsideration. Takes us down to reports to standing committees.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered CS for House Bill 15 loans amended relating to commercial fishing loans. The majority of the committee recommended it be replaced with Senate CS for House Bill 15 Labor and Commerce and do pass with House letter of intent on page 432 of the House Journal. The report was signed by Senator Eliason, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Mulcahy and Rohde. CS HB 15 has no further referral.
Rules Committee. You have the floor, Senator.
CS for House Bill 15, loans amended have.
Waive the Rules Committee referral. Send it to Finance. There is a fiscal note now with the amendment to the bill. You may proceed.
The Rules Committee considered CS for House Bill 218, Finance, Board of Marine Pilots. A majority of the committee recommends it be placed on the April 4th calendar. The report was signed by Senator Fakes, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Kelly and Ferguson. The Rules Committee considered House Bill 224, effective date added, Board of Nursing, and recommends it be placed on the April 4th calendar. Signing do pass calendar, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring, Senator Kelly and Ferguson. These bills will appear on the April 4th calendar. The Rules Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10, designating Festival Fairbanks as the entity responsible for producing a radio and television simulcast to begin the celebration of the 25th anniversary of statehood. and majority of the committee recommended it be placed on the March 31st calendar. The report was signed by Senator Fakes, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Kelly and Ferguson. This bill does appear on today's calendar. Those are standing committee reports.
Are any reports to special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
There are bills for first reading and reference.
Senate Bill number 221 by Senators Pettyjohn, Kelly, Rohde, Ferguson, Josephson, Sturgiluski, Paul Fisher, Fakes, Ziegler, Moss, and Halford, entitled An Act Relating to Child Pornography.
State Affairs Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 222 by the Resources Committee, entitled An Act Relating to the Organization of the Department of Natural Resources, substituting references in the Alaska statutes to the Department and Commissioner for references to the Division of Lands and the Director of Division of Lands.
Resources and Finance.
Senate Bill number 223 by Senator Josephson, entitled An Act Relating to Motor Vehicles and Providing for an Effective Date.
It involves many committees, but there's an insurance portion that's significant. Commerce and Finance.
Senate Bill number 224 by Senator Katula, entitled An Act Relating to the Establishment of Prison Facilities.
Hess, Finance.
Briefings, please.
Committees. Order. Secretary, please proceed.
Senate Bill number 225 by Senator Katula, entitled An Act Creating the Manuska Valley Moose Range.
Resources and Finance.
Senate Bill number 226 by Senator Vic Fisher, titled An Act Relating to the Training and Licensing of Drivers and Providing for an Effective Date.
State Affairs and Finance.
Those are the new bills.
Without objection, I would like to revert to introduction guests. A longtime friend and a real contributor to Alaska, I'd like to introduce Dr. James Drew. Takes us to the daily calendar. Secretary, read the bill by title and number.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 10 by Senators Bennett and Fahrenkamp, designating Festival Fairbanks as an entity responsible for producing a radio and television simulcast to begin the celebration of the 25th anniversary of statehood. The Finance Committee considered this bill, and majority of the committee recommended be passed. The report was signed by Senator Ferguson, Acting Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Josephson, Mulcahy, Fakes, and Vic Fisher.
The bill is before you in debate.
There are no amendments, Mr. President. The Senate Concurrent Resolution number 10 be adopted.
Question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution number 10 be adopted? You may proceed to vote. We'll have a roll call vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 4 excused.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 10 has been adopted by the Senate. Takes us to unfinished business this morning. Are there items under unfinished business? Announcement of committee meetings. Commerce Chairman.
Mr. President, the Commerce meeting scheduled for this afternoon is being postponed till Tuesday.
Tuesday. Transportation Chairman.
Mr. President, immediately after the close of this session this morning, I would like to ask the members of Transportation to go to the Buttrow Room. We have two bills that we've had the hearings on. We would like to get them signed off, and they are SB 87 and SCR 8. I'd appreciate the members that are here on Transportation Committee. Just as soon as we finish up, we'll go to Buttrow Room and take care of that.
Finance Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. On Monday morning at 9 o'clock, the Finance Committee will continue on with SB 18, hopefully taking care of the university educational structures. Also, the Subcommittee on Natural Resources will close out on Thursday, April 7th at 3 p.m. Finance Chamber. On Friday, April 8th, it will close out Environmental Conservation at 2:30 Finance Chamber. And also, we'll be taking up at 3 the closeout Department of Fish and Game Operating Budget.
Rules, Chairman. Chairperson?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Legislative Reform Committee will be meeting at noon today in the Belts Room to go over draft legislation for ethics.
That's splendid. You have the floor, Senator Ferguson, Mr. Chairman. We'll be at ease. Ferguson has the floor.
Mr. President, Committee on Regional Affairs will be meeting on Tuesday and coming to substitute for Senate Bill 85.
State Affairs, Chairman.
Mr. President, State Affairs is having a meeting hearing on Friday, April 1st at the LAO in Anchorage on SB 166, Alaska Athletic Commission. That's at 1:30 at the LAO.
Are there further announcements? Senator Kelly has the floor.
Mr. President, I've got to be in Anchorage Monday afternoon on private business. I am going back this weekend to attend a state affairs hearing. I plan to fly back Sunday night and to be in session Monday and then fly back Monday evening and come back Tuesday morning. But just in case the planes don't fly, I would move and ask unanimous consent. I'd be excused from a call of the Senate on Monday on personal business.
You are excused. Senator Pettijohn.
We have a short at ease.
We'll stand at ease. Other announcements? Without objection, I'd like to again to revert to introduction guests. I don't think he's been introduced in a great period of time before the Senate. Very distinguished Alaskan barrister. Mr. Henry Camero is in the back room here. Senator Ray, do you have a special committee report? I understand that there was a committee of three of the important members of the Senate.
On the research project we had yesterday, we found that the tag came in and went out.
In that particular day?
Much to our chagrin.
Are there items under special orders this morning? You have the floor, Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, I have two items. And the first one, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the privilege of the floor to discuss urban-rural budget allocations.
You have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, yesterday I received a message, public affairs message, that was addressed to all Anchorage senators and all Anchorage representatives. It was from someone who actively opposed my election, so I really am not overly concerned by the author of this message, but it says, unless you bring home to Anchorage a full one-half of the budget pie, don't bother running in the next election. Now, Mr. President, I think that's sort of ridiculous in and of itself. I think it was pointed out earlier today that one can't judge individual measures by what they contain. We can't talk about percentages one-half to Anchorage, ignoring the statewide needs of Alaska, ignoring, let's say, Knik Arm Crossings and Susitna's and the highway system of Alaska. It's just ridiculous. I think it's a childish approach. But much more importantly than that message, on the same day, Mr. President, I read a transcript of a presentation by Senator Frank Ferguson to the Village Participation Conference of March 29, 1983. It is a document that I would commend to every single senator, to every legislator, to every citizen. Senator Ferguson brings out something that all of us in Anchorage and all of us throughout the state need to be aware of and need to be concerned about, and that is the real problems of rural Alaska and the need to have special concerns for the villages, for the people of rural Alaska. And furthermore, he stresses the extent to which those are not being addressed by the administration, and I might say very frequently not by the legislature, including also not being addressed by constituents of mine in Anchorage. Mr. President, Senator Ferguson deals with health services, with public safety, with education, with capital projects, with employment problems, with everything else. He shows how the people of rural Alaska are actually not even benefiting very often from major construction projects that occur in the areas where there might be 50 or 60 people employed on a job that supposedly is for the benefit of rural Alaska, with only two people from that, the rural Alaska being employed, the rest being either from outside of Alaska altogether or principally from Anchorage. Now, Mr. President, my good colleague, Senator Ferguson, makes reference to Anchorage receiving 60% of all state appropriations. My constituent in Anchorage might be real happy. I don't think that that is necessarily so, that Anchorage receives the more than the majority of all the benefits of in Alaska. But I truly don't think the important thing here, Mr. President, is the numbers game. I think the important thing is to realize that we, as senators in general, including myself as an Anchorage senator, have to look at the needs of rural Alaska as well as the parochial needs of my own constituency. And I, for one, Mr. President, intend to be responsive to what Senator Ferguson discusses. And again, I recommend that all senators carefully read his statement.
Yes, thank you, one Mr. airport doesn't make any sense. You've got to have a place to land the plane when you take off, unless you're just going to fly her on overhead. Senator Ray?
The business come before the Senate.
You have the floor, Senator Fisher.
Senator Ray, as I said, I had two items I want to speak to.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the privilege of the floor to comment on a bill I introduced today.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 226, introduced today, and I'd be happy to have co-sponsors on that, would provide a new approach to licensing and of young automobile drivers and to the training of young drivers. The purpose behind this bill, Mr. President, is to provide another means of dealing with what has become a critical problem in Alaska, and that is the problem of drunk driving, of excessive accidents, where young people have unfortunately been responsible for an excessive number of, a disproportionate number of accidents. What this bill would do would be, would provide for issuance of provisional licenses in several categories, where individuals would in effect be rewarded for driver's training because experience has shown time and again in Alaska as well as elsewhere that driver's training does result in better driving, in lower accident rates. The bill would also provide for curfews for holders of provisional licenses, and these curfews would apply to certain categories, but essentially they would be in effect from 9 p.m. Between 9 p.m. and midnight on Friday and Saturday, and between midnight and 5 a.m. every morning, every night and every morning. These hours are designed to deal with the hours of most serious accidents and the greatest number of accidents involving young drivers. There are 12 states in the United States that have curfews that prohibit young drivers from operating motor vehicles late at night, early in the morning. The experience has been that there has been a great reduction in crashes involving drivers covered by curfews. Let me cite just the findings in four states. There's been a 69% decrease in the number of 16-year-olds involved in automobile crashes during curfew hours in Pennsylvania. There was a 62% reduction involving young drivers during curfew hours in New York, 40% reduction in Maryland, and a 25% reduction in Louisiana. Mr. President, I introduced the bill today, and I'm talking about it today because we're starting next week a series of hearings on drunk driving problems and various alternative solutions. We're going to be looking at legislation introduced by Senator Josephson in the Senate, by Representative Abood in the House. We're going to be looking at increasing the drinking age. We'll be looking at curfew hours, which appear to have been a very effective device, as well as other means. I thank you for your attention.
Senator Josen.
Unanimous consent that I have special privilege of the floor to discuss one matter on the calendar today.
Yes, of course,
Mr. President, I just want to say before we leave for the Easter holiday that in the deepest sense, I hope I do represent trees as well as people. I think we all have a responsibility environmentally and to the great land we represent, and we will take into account all the needs of Alaskans everywhere and the ecology and environment we're trustees over.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, after listening to the learned senator from Anchorage, it seems that that's a comprehensive bill that he's talking about, and that perhaps it should have a judiciary assignment also, and I would request that at this time.
I think it did have, Senator. I think I gave it to the fair then.
If there's no other business come before the Senate, I move we adjourn to 2:30 p.m. Monday, April 4th.
Say it fair. Put a judiciary assignment on it. Do it now. Yeah. We're